Right here with Skyballer. How you doing, man?
Oh, man, you know, doing lovely, man, doing wonderful, man, you know. Just blessed to be here, you dig?
All right, you know, we're here to talk about your new album, Tycoon Status. So let's jump right into it. What can you tell us about the record?
Well, the record is definitely the highly anticipated record. It's going to be, yeah, I mean, the hottest record album to come out the Bay Area, West Coast, California, yeah, I mean, in years, man. It's going to be monumental. Gigantic, titanic, colossal, King Kong and Godzilla, man. That means it's gonna be real, real big, you dig?
And you know that the album drops April 1st. What do you have, you know, single wise out right now?
Single wise right now, you know what I mean? We got the Mobbin' All Day featuring E-40 and San Quentin, produced by Cosmo. It's getting a lot of heavy spins out here in my region, you know what I mean, in the San Francisco Bay Area and other counties in the surrounding areas. That was like my hometown, yeah, you know I mean, regional single and my nationwide single, which is getting a lot of love, yeah, you know I mean, on the internet and the clubs and the streets and on the radio, is Post at the Bar featuring Cassidy and Willie Hand, produced by my boy Raw Smooth.
Okay. You know, you had some pretty impressive guest appearances on the last record, and you're always around big names. How did you establish your connections in the music industry?
Well, you know, real recognize real, you know what I'm saying? Niggas with money fuck with niggas with money, you know what I mean? So that's what it is, man. You know, motherfuckers respect my grind, respect my hustle, respect, you know what I mean, my story, you know what I mean? And when cats see other cats getting it how they getting it, you know what I mean? They tend to accept cats, you know what I'm saying? It's like, you know, if you got 9 broke friends, you're liable to be the 10th. So if you got, you know what I mean, 9 rich nigga friends, you know what I mean, you're liable to be the 10th. So, you know, that's just what it is, you know?
Okay. Which producers did you work with on the album?
On this album right now, you know, my definitely go-to guy in-house, you know what I mean, favorite producer is Cosmo. You know what I'm saying? We got Sean T on there. You know what I mean? We got my boy Raw Smooth with a banger. You know what I mean? My man J Money and my man Bova.
Okay, what about guest appearances?
Guest appearances, I got Cassidy on there. You know what I mean? Slick Puller, Young Jeezy's artist, you know what I mean? I got the boy E-40 on there, San Quinn, Hell Real, Mr. Fab, Turf Talk. You know what I mean? My boy Blue Da Vinci is locked up right now, BMF, you know what I mean? I got the girl Tanisha Kelly on there. She signed to Warner Brothers. She's an R&B artist, pop artist. And my man Mike Marshall, who sung I Got Five on it on the Loonies album. And shit, that's about it. You know, my man Turf Talk.
Okay, and you know, there was some confusion over a song with the game called California Soul. It was out there with you on it, and at the same time, J-Rock had pretty much the same song with him on it. What was the deal with that?
Yeah, I don't know about all that, man, you know what I mean? We had the original version, man, you know what I mean? The first and foremost, you know what I mean? It was produced by Mateo, you know what I mean? Me and Game, you know what I'm saying? It was a high record, got a lot of love all in UK, Germany, France, Australia, you know what I mean, definitely all through the States, you know what I mean, so, you know, I don't know how that even came about, you know, but I guess motherfuckers, you know, like the sample, they like the song, you know, they, J-Rock felt that, you know what I mean, he wanted to do the song too, so, you know, it's all love though, man, I fuck with J-Rock, that's the homie, you know what I mean?
Alright.
You know how I be, you know how I be though, man, two great minds think alike, you know what I'm saying, just like how some producers might sample the same sample, you know what I mean? Some artists might, you know what I mean, come up with the same lines or some shit, you know what I mean? Two great minds think alike, man. That's all I really can say on that.
Alright, and what's your label situation right now? Who's putting the record out?
Sure, right now, you know what I mean, me and my good time, long time childhood friend, you know what I mean, Rich Young Real. Yeah, I mean, we established our own independent label, which is Tycoon Status Entertainment, you know what I mean, with a distribution through Koch Entertainment. So that's the situation right now.
All right, and you know, as a Bay Area rep, how do you feel about the Bay Area scene right now?
The Bay Area, we on fire right now. You know what I mean? The spotlight is on us, man. You know what I mean? They could try to block us, you know what I mean? But it's like a solar eclipse, man. They could only block the sun from shining for so long, though, man. You know what I mean? It's the home and the mecca of the game and the slang and the home of the swagger. You know what I mean? We invented swag. You know what I mean? We are the swagger consultants, and right now, the Bay is at its peak, you know what I mean? It's at its pinnacle right now, you know what I mean? We have a host of talent out here, you know what I mean? And we're getting recognized, you know what I mean? In and out the country, you know what I'm saying? Nationwide and worldwide, you dig?
Okay, so who are you feeling right now from the Bay?
Oh, man, come on, man, the list goes on, man. There's too many cats to name, like, you know what I mean? Like, if you really want Like, I mean, I could just give it to you raw, man. Messy Mar, San Quinn, you know what I'm saying? E-40, of course, Mr. Fab, Turf Talk, Too Short, you know what I mean? The homie Jacka, you know what I mean? The homie Big Rich, you know what I mean? Motherfucking your boy, you know what I mean? The homeboy Clyde Carson, you know what I'm saying? You know, the homeboy Balance, you know what I mean? Man, it's a lot of cats, man, you know what I mean? Like I said, it's a list. The list goes on, man, you know what I mean? So yeah. It's like damn near too many cats to name, but you know what I mean? I fuck with everybody about the Bay. Everybody from the Bay fucks with me, man. So you know what I mean? We're representing this West Coast Bay Area, California movement, man.
Alright. So what's your goal with this album? Where are you trying to go with it?
Sure, you know what I mean? I'm just trying to, you know, push as many units as possible. You know what I mean? And definitely want to push it to the limit, you know what I'm saying? And just represent, you know, this whole West Coast California Bay Area movement. You know what I mean, on a whole nother level, and get recognized inside of my region, outside of my region, nationwide, and worldwide exposure, you know what I'm saying, because, like I say, I'm not signed to a major label, we don't have a major label budget, but we have our own budget, and we're spending all our money on marketing, advertising, and promotion ourselves, you know what I'm saying, so the goal with this album is just to, you know what I mean, get it out there, grind hard as possible. You know what I mean? And like I said, you know, sell as many units as possible, dude.
Alright, and who would you say were your main influences, you know, when you were coming up?
Sure, my main influences was coming up was, you know what I mean, the cats from my hood, you know what I mean? The Get Low Players, JT the Biggest Figure, San Quinn, D-Mo the Youngster, Seth the Gaffler, RBO Posse, you know what I mean, Hitman, you know what I mean, Selsky, Young Swoop, E-40, Too Short, you know what I mean? Ice T, Ice Cube, NWA, Eazy-E, Dr. Dre, you know what I mean? Tupac, Jay-Z, Scarface, you know what I mean? Biggie.
Yeah. And, you know, I believe you came from the pimping lane. How did that influence, you know, your whole rap style and the way you rap?
I'm just saying, you know what I mean? I'm a product of my environment, man. You know, it is what it is, man. My lifestyle is self-explanatory. I'm real before rap. You know what I mean? Like I said, when we're pushing this, I'm not a rapper movement. It's no disrespect to hip-hop because I am hip-hop. You know what I mean? I come from hip-hop and I love the music. But what I'm saying is I'm not a rapper. I don't live the rapper lifestyle. You know what I mean? I've been having money, been having whips, been having jewels, been having hoes. You know what I mean? Been having cribs and shit. You know what I'm saying? Before the rap checks. You know what I mean? We've been seeing our numbers in the streets. We've been getting this money. You know what I mean? So, you know what I mean? I'm a hustler. I'm a tycoon. I'm my own boss. And you know what I mean? I'm not a rapper. I just happen to be hot with the pen, though. You feel me?
Yeah. Okay.
But as far as the pimping, you know what I mean? That's just a way of life. You know what I mean? It's just another hustle. It's another grind, you know?
All right. And, you know, is there anything else that you'd like to let everybody know?
Man, make sure you go get 3 copies of the album, you know what I mean? One for the crib, one for the whip, and one for the one when the whip gets stolen, man, you know what I mean? Go cop that, you know what I mean? Skyballer Tycoon Status, April 1st, main Tycoon Status Entertainment on Koch Entertainment, you know what I mean? And definitely, free Jace Coleone, free Mac Minister, and rest in peace, Mac Dre, you know what I mean?